It's Thursday, August 27th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. SaaS management is here, more delays in return to the office, and Facebook warns of changes to advertising in the fall. This is the Business of Tech. Two new companies have announced products focused in the same area on the technology services space. That space? The management of SaaS applications. SaaS Alerts and Augment both announced their offerings. SaaS Alerts is a monitoring and alerting platform focused on core applications. With founders from Independence IT, the company has rolled out support from Microsoft 365, G Suite, Salesforce, and Dropbox. Augment, with two T's, founded by two former Enable executives, has launched with SaaS discovery and reporting, as well as usage and spend tracking. Both are now available. Why do we care? I've been looking for proper SaaS management products for years now. I went from zero to two in 48 hours. Been asking for this for ages, and no company has focused on it as their core offering. You care because the move to SaaS from servers. You need a way to monitor, manage, and alert on those systems. The RMM players have chosen to ignore this space, which in the long run, I believe, to their move from core technology to second or third tier. Or one of them will buy the technology at some point and raise the price on you. The problem is this. You need to know what SaaS applications are being used and how by your users, from where the company data is, to raw usage amounts, to location compliance, to proper configuration. That's easy with just one SaaS app, but no one uses just one. Once you pop, you can't stop. With all of the various SaaS solutions you have to watch over, you'll need a solution for pulling them together. I'm going to be digging deeper into these and we'll report back. Airbnb has extended work from home until August 2021, now the longest a tech company work from home policy is. That said, new data from CBRE shows these companies are investing in office space. Amazon added 900,000 square feet in New York City, Phoenix, Dallas, Detroit, San Diego, and Denver, with Facebook expanding in Midtown Manhattan. The company conducted a survey, and here's the highlights across 126 companies. 79% say the importance of the physical office will decrease slightly or remain the same when the coronavirus crisis is over. 61% of respondents say employees will be able to work remotely at least part of the time in the post-pandemic world. Why do we care? Yesterday, I commented that I didn't see where all of that solution provider optimism was coming from for a Q4 recovery. The big tech companies certainly don't think we'll be back in offices. They are openly saying they don't expect it. That's the big takeaway for me. The physical space is changing. Nothing will be absolute. A wonderful cliche. There will be a need to get together, as there always has been, but it will not be the only way people work, nor happening 5 days a week. The good news is that technology and technology services enable this. The key is making sure you're at the table in the business decisions. Facebook published a blog post that warns developers about upcoming changes in iOS that will limit their ability to track users. iOS 14 requires app developers to notify users if their app collects a unique device code, known as ID for advertisers. Facebook indicated their apps on iOS 14 will no longer collect that information. Why do we care? There's no self-interest here at all for Facebook, I say as the sarcasm alarm blares. Of course they're worried, as they are driven by an advertising revenue model. Two reasons we care. Advertising-driven businesses are seeing struggles versus those that are subscription-focused. A lens and measurement to know as you look at your own customers now. Second, many small businesses do leverage Facebook advertising, including technology services companies and their customers. Big changes coming in the fall. I tend to believe this is healthy. Mobius Connect by Gazinta. The easiest way for ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online to connect. Keep invoices, expenses, and inventory automatically updated right from Manage to QuickBooks Online, and payments right back into Manage. With simple pricing, set it and forget it autosync, Mobius Connect delivers with no restrictions on the number of invoices, expenses, and payments, and plays well with others like Connect Booster. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs and with personalized onboarding. Go to Mobius-Connect.com to try it and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can now catch all the stories online at businessof.tech, as well as get a daily digest. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.